new investigation reveals that the presence of clandestine prisons in the south of Yemen, run by the United Arab Emirates, with the help of American interrogators. The probe says that most of the 2,000 detainees in at least 18 secret centers are people who want dead. The Indian Army has killed at least 3 Kashmiri militants during an operation in southern Indian-controlled Kashmir. The militants were killed following a night-long exchange of fire between the two sides in Kakpura village. The Indian Army officer was wounded in the clashes. The U.S. Secretary of State has called on China to do more to exert pressure on North Korea. Rex Tillerson further called for stepped-up measures in the United Nations to counter Pyongyang, describing North Korea as a primary threat in the Asia-Pacific region. People in the U.S. city of Reston hold a vigil for a Muslim teenage girl who was fatally beaten on her way back home from a late-night prayer. People gathered for the vigil, holding signs of support for Nabra Hassanein and expressed condolences for her tragic death. A man is charged with her murder. Venezuelans have taken to the streets of the capital, Caracas, in protest against the government. They called for an immediate resignation of President Nicolas Maduro. The demonstrators also remember the death of a teen they said was killed by security forces during the previous anti-government marches.